The following live presentation by Rabbi Benny Friedman is brought to you by Israelite, inspiring a renaissance in Jewish living. To learn more about Israelite, please visit our website at www.israelite.org. Additional contact information is available at the end of this presentation. Thank you for learning with Israelite and enjoy the experience.
It's always a challenge to make that transition. And it's always a little easier at an Israelite retreat. But b'chazot, you know, nonetheless, come out of the week, run into Shabbat, and too often we spend so much time sort of running to where we're going, we don't always appreciate where we are. And this is a transition period, and transition is always powerful. It's always full of potential. So we're about to let go of the week. In a couple of minutes, we're going to walk up to the dining room for candle lighting. Chance to kind of slow down. So we did a few of us a niggun this morning at a tune. And there were some people who didn't make it to the morning meditation, but they heard the niggun and they wanted to know. And somebody came over to me afterwards and said, you know, it was a nice niggun, but why didn't you teach us the niggun? So I have really had this tune. A niggun, by the way, a nigun is a tune without words. And again, it's to play. A niggun, you know, and every niggun has words, but sometimes you get beyond the words. So a niggun is a tune without words, because sometimes you need to get beyond words. You know, it's... About a week or two ago, you know, we've been talking about that Israel came out of is still going through a very tough period of time, and a lot to think about. And as painful as this period has been, you know, in every pain there's also very often, there's a hidden sweetness. And I was telling a few this morning, we went to Tel Aviv one night. There was a big rally, you know. And for me, the biggest piece of that was just to be there. You know, we decided to take our children. And at one point, a woman whose husband I actually used to do programs with, Ofir Cohen, whose three children were on a bus and in a terrible terrorist attack, and all of them ended up losing limbs. And incredible family with incredible emunah, incredible faith. Still just amazing to me that such a family, they don't even see it as a difficulty, they view it as a gift. How you do that is beyond my comprehension. And so after she spoke about the pain of her children leaving their homes, so they put on this recording of this niggun, of this tune. And 250,000 people started to sing. I can't even begin to describe. I think this whole year, no matter what my children will get educationally, I doubt the entire year of Jewish education will match that single moment. So that's really why this has been on my mind. Rachem. It's actually the third blessing we say in the grace after meals. Rachim, that Hashem should have rachamim, should have mercy from the word rechem, to take us as we are. So it goes like this. Rachim, rachim no Hashem Elokei, rachim. So now try that without the words. It goes like this. Try that. Na 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 Like this. Now you try that. Na 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 na. Hey, Rachel, hey, Rachel, Rachel, hey, Rachel. Na 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 na. Hey, Rachel. Hey, na 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 na. Hey, Rachel. Na 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 na. Hey, Rachel. Na 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 na. Hey, Rachel. Hey, Rachel, hey, Rachel, hey, Rachel. Na 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 na. Hey, Rachel. Hey, Rachel, na Hashem Elokeinu, Rachel. Na 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 na. Hey, Rachel, hey, Rachel, hey, Rachel. Na 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 na. Hey, Rachel, hey, Rachel, hey, Rachel. Na 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 na. Hey, Rachel, hey, Rachel. Okay, one last time. You don't have to stop singing. Na 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 na. So one of the things about the word rachem, the word rachem, is that when a child comes out of the womb, all the lines, all the labels, all the differences, they all fall away. There's no black or white, no left or right, no Jew or non-Jew, Arab or Israeli. It's just the child coming out of the womb, baby. And on a certain level, that's the challenge of Shabbat. You know, we're going to light candles in a minute. And one of the powerful things about a candle, the light that we're trying to create is not the candle. It's the light that emanates from the candle. And what's interesting about light, you know, imagine that every person here is a candle. So you can see every candle. And you can see that this candle is different from this candle. But when you try to look at the light that emanates from the candles, you can't tell which light is coming from this candle and which light's coming from that candle. It's just all one light. And that's the challenge of Shabbat. And this is challenging, this is difficult for some of us to do. To just let ourselves be one. Not just in listening and in dancing and in eating and in singing. In everything. And we're going to walk up now in a minute. We're going to walk up to the dining room. We have a custom at Israelite. We don't like the light in a vacuum. So this is Israelite's Candlelight Niggun. It's actually the tune for Eshet Chayil. And I urge you not to lose the moment. You know, we talked this afternoon about the journey. We're always on a journey. So this is a small journey. This is just to walk from here to there, right? So we'll walk together in a minute. We'll go up with light candles. Maybe Rabbi Aaron will share a word up at candlelighting. And traditionally everybody has the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of candlelighting. If you share the custom, you know, traditionally women lit candles. If you're not here with a woman and you'd like someone to light candles for you, you can actually ask a woman to light for you. If you want to light on your own, if you're a man, you certainly can. You'll see that not the entire group of 200 plus people is not going to fit around the table for candlelighting together. So go up, light some candles, step back, try to make maybe a big circle, men on one side, women on the other, so everybody feels comfortable. And we'll sing a little. Bring the Shabbat in with a little sing, okay? Thank you.
This presentation by Rabbi Benny Friedman has been brought to you by Israelite, inspiring a renaissance in Jewish living. To access additional presentations from our online media library, order our best-selling books, or learn more about Israelite programming, including seminars, web-based learning, teleconferences, spiritual retreats, Shabbaton experiences, Israel missions, and leadership training, please visit us at www.israelite.org. That's www.israelight.org. You can also call us in New York at 212-947-4990 or in Jerusalem at country code 972-2-627-4890. We hope you enjoyed this presentation, and we look forward to learning with you at Israelite.